This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Retired educators, bus drivers, and cafeteria workers may be able to return to work in schools without harming their pensions if state lawmakers pass a proposed bill this year. A similar law several years ago proved to be a lifeline for several rural school districts. Bill sponsor Representative Barbara McLaughlin says this year's bill may include classroom aides, nurses, and urban educators.
You have the experience and you know that you're helping the next generation of students get the education they need without a 40-person classroom. I think it could be enticing.
Right now, there are more than 3,000 school staff positions open statewide. The next legislative session starts on Wednesday. A worker shortage is putting a squeeze on public transportation in the Denver Metro. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
Ridership on RTD's buses and trains has been inching up for months, at least before Omicron showed up. And RTD wants to add more service to meet that demand. But a lack of drivers, mechanics, and other essential workers is keeping that from happening. A new service plan shows no increases in service until this fall, at the earliest. RTD is working out a new deal with its drivers union, though, that could lead to a pay bump and perhaps help with recruiting and retention. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Colorado Springs Utilities will begin building a citywide state-of-the-art fiber network this year. The plan is to enable multi-gigabit high-speed internet connectivity to every home and business in the city. This is CPR News.